If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Harbaugh now heads to Los Angeles Chargers.
He wins everywhere. He wins, period.
Justin Herbert, he's a crown jewel.
Well, you guys better enjoy this.
Quick snap, Herbert to throw.
Has a man, touchdown.
The fans loved it.
You have to love what you're seeing on tape if you're a Chargers fan, especially for the future with Justin
Herbert. On the move, and throws, and touchdown.
I was just trying to show off,
man. We're going to be known as world champions. We're going to do it or die trying. Don't let the powder blues fool you.
Who's got it better tonight? No!
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Who's there?
It's us. It's the Charger Chat, folks. Welcome back to the Charger Chat. I'm your co-host, Woldog, sitting yet again with my buddy, Kev Huggin Duggan.
It's great to be with you, and it's great to have this new birthday present that I just received from my best friend.
Weird. Sounds like a cool guy.
Yeah, he's pretty cool. I like him. He's a good dude.
All right, folks. Well, yet again, it is just me and Kev Huggin Duggan. Unfortunately, Kyle, he's gone off to summer camp.
Yeah.
He's saluting your shorts, as they say back yeah. in the 90s.
He's counseling hard.
He is, he's counseling like nobody's business. So it's just going to be me and Kev. Hope you can handle that. Hope you can deal, because we've got lots to talk about, folks. There's things happening. There's numbers being thrown around. We've got a fan focus, a Craig experience, and an Ask Bold Fam lined up for
you.
Boy,
a full show.
It's full, baby. Kyle or no Kyle, it's happening, whether he likes it or not. So let's waste no time. Start at the top. Dun, 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 dun.
I was like, wait, okay, I know what we're doing now. Yeah,
is this Darth Vader? Is this?
yeah, it depends on how you look at it.
Yes, wedding bells, folks. Joey Bosa is getting married. He's tying the knot. He's locking it down. That's all I can say. What else can you say? He's getting married. It's
good for him. Made me think when he restructured his deal, like maybe his future wife wants to stay in LA. Because your wife or your significant other can affect
that's a conversation
making.
To have. Yeah.
So it's not just chasing bucks. Maybe we have Amanda to thank
to hug and kiss
for this.
Yes.
Yeah. So congratulations, you beautiful couple, you.
Yes, they look very nice.
Hope your first child is a masculine
child. Yes. What else has been happening? Well, the rookies reported July 16th, reporting for duty. Nice little video that the Chargers put out of them checking out the lockers and the field
cool.
and
that
everything.
Cool.
Just so excited for these guys.
It's kind of not fair. The new kids get to hang out in the facility first for a week. If you think about it.
It is, but it, at the same time, it's kind of nice, I think, as the new guy to be like, let me get in and kind of get my feet wet a little bit without anybody judging me.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll show you around, veteran guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's switch hats for a second and say, hey, I'll show you around. I will be the leader. I'm the captain now.
Let's see. Hopefully that works out.
But it was very cool to see these guys finally at the new facility and can't wait to see them put in the work. We are recording this the night of Monday. So training camp has yet to happen.
Players are packing.
They're
currently
and,
like, oh God, it's school's here.
Yeah.
It's time to go to school.
As per usual, Charger Chat is recording this just prior to some cool
stuff. Would you have it any other way?
I would not.
No.
I would not. So we will keep an eye out for everything that happens, and we will report back next week with Kyle, the coach, Doug, and he should be back from camp at that point.
Yes.
And we'll have a lot of insight to look at for training camp.
Salute some shorts.
But in the meantime, the NFL is dropping their top 100.
You know football is coming, and you know it's freaking close when that top 100 starts coming out. Yes. I did not know. I got hit with this in the face.
Yeah.
I was not ready for this today. I was like, oh, God,
I had no idea that it was happening, but apparently top 100 is dropping slowly but surely, and number 83 is our very own Derwin James. Hitting the top 100 obviously should be higher, but I understand it. I get it.
It's
from
the
previous regime.
The old adage, what a difference a year makes, mm-hmm. or a day, but a difference a year makes. Next year, this is going to be a lot lower.
I expect lot more Chargers to be making this top 100 next year.
100%.
And hopefully this isn't the only Charger that makes the list.
There's got Justin, we got Rashawn, we got Mac, we got Bosa. There's no way those guys aren't top 100 players.
I mean, I hope so.
What have you done for me lately with Bosa? Yeah. But the other guys, we're good.
Khalil Mack will definitely make top 100 for sure.
Yeah,
yeah, that's no question. So, great to see that. And we'll keep an eye out for other top 100 players to hit. Just recently, up in Adams, Kay Adams sat down with Rashawn Slater and chatted with him a little bit and put out some great vids, some great little tasty bites, and also tweeted out all pro offensive tackle Rashawn Slater on false perception of Justin Herbert's leadership style. It's funny. Everyone that calls Justin a quiet leader isn't actually on the team.
Burn.
He gets riled up. He talks shit. He's vocal.
Yeah.
He's talking.
I love he got kind of like annoyed with this question too.
It's a, it's a bored, tired talking point that he is a quiet leader.
Yeah.
He's been in the league for 4 years, going on five.
Yeah.
So about time that people understand and recognize that this is who he is. He is a vocal leader. Just because you're not looking or listening and because you're probably not on the team.
Yeah.
He's talking.
Yeah.
He's chirping.
You're right.
So, and we see it, you know, whenever we're watching games, we're seeing him being a lot more vocal, and we're seeing him even off the field being a lot more vocal. Dude's on a stage singing along. He's much more vocal than he can.
Definitely something's happened since Harbaugh came in. Like, there's a different kind of energy, different kind of confidence. So we'll see what happens. But I don't need him to be a fucking hoorah, go get him type of guy. Keep doing your thing and let everyone keep being jealous.
Don't change a thing.
Not a thing. Justin. Except for winning. Let's win more.
Right, but that's...
We'll take that.
That will happen.
Yeah,
that's him. He's a competitor. He's here to compete.
He's competing.
That's right.
Yeah.
And then this also dropped. I didn't even hear about this. Kevin was like, should we put this in here? And I'm like, I didn't even know what happened.
So may as well put it in.
Might as well talk about it. So apparently, during a recent interview on Pardon My Take.
Great, great podcast, by the way.
Fantastic podcast.
A lot of funny ha-has.
Yes. What we strive to do here at the Charger Chat. Mike Vrabel was interviewed and revealed that he was likely the Chargers' second choice behind Harbaugh. He said, thought I had a great interview in LA for the Chargers, and Harbaugh decided to come back to the NFL, and that's what Mr. Spanos and John Spanos communicated with me. And I respect them for that. They literally called me on a speakerphone, and that rarely happens where if an owner is going to interview you and then go in a different direction, that they'll personally call you. And they were like, second place isn't going to give you much, but wanted to tell you that we just had an opportunity to hire Jim Harbaugh.
This is fascinating because they interviewed Vrabel a little later in the process.
Mm-hmm.
So this was like definitely not a for sure thing that kind of like came up. So I don't, everyone was always worried about how the dynamic of that how that happened.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't as clean and smooth. And, you know, we had him picked and ready to go before the season was over.
Right.
Wasn't that at all. So just cool insights. Doesn't it matter is. Now. But
well, and I think, honestly, looking at all the possible candidates, I think Vrabel was one of the top picks for the fans as well. Because, I mean, you had Belichick and it was just like, yeah, but I don't know.
Yeah, didn't even interview him.
Yeah. Yeah. And there were some other guys out there. But Vrabel, I mean, the idea of getting a previous head coach, somebody with experience, somebody that understands how to head coach, and with some of the success that he had in Tennessee,
it was just like... Coach of the year 1 year.
Yeah. So it was somebody that was like, okay, I'd be ready for Vrabel. If it's got to be Vrabel, I'm totally cool with it.
Imagine where we'd be at right now with Vrabel as opposed to Harbaugh. Like, you can see the energy, dude. Like, people not being able to get tickets to these practices is crazy.
Yeah.
It's palpable. You can feel the anger and the frustration.
Absolutely.
And that's a sign of, you know, a new level of excitement and a new level of what this team can be with Harbaugh, you know?
100%.
Home field advantage, baby. We're going to have it one of these days. Like, a real proper... get loud and ruin a, you know, opposing offense.
It's going to happen.
Yeah.
Especially, yes. Just, I closed my eyes first. I blinked. And in that moment of blinking, it was just like, I pictured the stadium full of people, everybody screaming when Chargers are on defense to throw them off. And it's going to happen. Well, as Kevin mentioned, it is tough to get tickets
big time
to training camp right now, but somehow, some way, we have been gifted one ticket, count them, Utah, give me one, to the July 27th practice. Jacob Arroyo hooked us up with his ticket, so keep an eye out on our Twitter account. We will be giving it away for Jacob. So just, we're not asking, you know, you got to subscribe and you got to like the video and you got to tell us, well, and you got to take a picture of today's newspaper. You know,
prove you're a real person.
Yeah.
No, definitely for sure. And Jacob, thanks, man. This is what it's all about. If we can help get this to like a fellow fan, that's what we're going to do. Like, we can't go, but we're definitely, you know.
We want somebody else to enjoy this. And so just keep an eye out on our Twitter. We will announce when soon. We will be giving that away. So just keep an eye out. And you can also keep an eye out for our Patreon, patreon.com/chargerchat. Check out all the fun, silly videos we've got going on over there. Our Zoom hangout is coming just around the corner. In fact, as soon as I'm done with this episode, I'm going to get the announcement out. For all of you that are special 10s out there, keep an eye out. Our Zoom hangout is coming in hot. But if you don't want to go to patreon.com/chargerchat, it's fine. You can go on over to our regular website, chargerchat.com. Check out all the cool stuff we got over there, like t-shirts, hoodies, and stickers. You can chat it up with other Charger Chatteteers in the member section and ask questions and ask Bolt Fam. So go check out chargerchat.com.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today. If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to countrymd.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's countrymd.com/energy.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
All right, guys, it's time to go on to the next segment. This is a fan focus. First time fan focus?
First time.
I love that. Let's go.
All right, guys, we are back with another fan focus, and we are super lucky to have D Bolts from Chula Vista, California. What's going on, my friend?
What's going on, man?
Awesome. We're excited to have you. We were talking about this. We were scheduled this like months ago, and I was like, oh, it's today. I get to talk D-Bolt. So I'm excited to have you, man, and talk a little Charger. So, you know, the way we always start these things is we want to find out how you became a Charger fan. So how did that happen?
Oh, man. Basically, I would say it was around like 95, I would say. I went to a training camp. It wasn't my choice, obviously. My dad took me to training camp. They had training camp back at UCSD during that time. So, you know, seeing like Seau, guys like that, and seeing the practice, it was dope.
That's awesome. We sound like we're probably from the same era of when we got it, what got started. So that's awesome. So let's talk a little bit about this team right now, man. It's like things are about to get cranking. Players are showing up. The veterans are reporting. We're about to have some Harbaugh Charger football. What were you most excited about? The one thing that you were most excited about that happened during the off season?
Shoot. Obviously getting Harbaugh. Supposedly we were supposed to have got him in the middle of the season last season, but you know, stuff didn't happen like that. But honestly, I'm just excited for us to actually be able to run the ball. I know that's going to happen under Harbaugh for sure.
Yeah, it's exciting. We'll see what this offense is going to be because no one knows yet, but we got some ideas, you know, with some of the coaches they brought in and what the, you know, bringing in two Baltimore Ravens running backs is a pretty good sign of where things are going. So, you know, in terms of like the players that we've added, who is one of the guys or a couple of the guys that you, when you found out that they were coming to the team, you got excited?
Ooh, I would say more like it was the drafting and stuff like that. The trades were cool. Those are proven. Those guys they've been proven already and stuff like that. I expect all of them to have some type of role, at least on a team. Like I said, you know, with the running backs and stuff like that, that was a big deal. Receiver wise, DJ Chalk. That was a good pickup. Like I said, he's proven, you know, a veteran and things like that. Knows how to play the game, so I feel like he'll be able to fit in the offense nice. So I'm looking forward to seeing him perform.
I saw some news recently where they were talking about like, you know, Ladd, Palmer, and Chark is maybe our 1-2-3, which that's crazy. Like three guys that weren't, you know, one guy that we had on the team, we're adding two new guys. So it's exciting to see what they did with that. And what was one of the guys during the draft that you thought, you know, this is awesome, I'm super pumped for this pick?
I would say Brendan Rice, just because, you know, obviously, you know, the history behind that. It's always nice to see a player, you know, he still has to prove himself and things like that. So we'll see how that goes and see how he fits in. I don't see him fitting in exactly right away. I think it'll be probably like mid-season or a couple games and stuff like that. But I can't put too much, you know, pressure on that just because we haven't seen any preseason games.
Sure. Well, it's good. It's a huge room. It's loaded. The wide receiver room's loaded. So the fact that we got him in the seventh, everyone was beyond excited for that. Like, that was kind of crazy. So that's going to be cool to see what happens there. And, you know, training camp is coming right around the corner. What are some of the matchups or some of the things you're most looking forward to seeing, you know, or just the staff? Like, what are you most looking forward to during this training camp?
Wow. Just honestly, first and foremost, the turnout. This is the first year at a new facility, and obviously we've been through different facilities over the years. Yeah. So I'm looking forward to that, and just seeing the other fans, to be honest. I want to see, you know, Harbaugh's energy in person, and obviously that gravitates towards, you know, the fans that are there and things like that.
Yeah, that'll be awesome. It's so exciting. The new stadium, new coach, new everything, and it's all getting kicked off here real soon. So let's go out of here on this, man. We like to find out, you know, you've been a fan for a long time. What has been one of your best Charger memories up to this point?
Ooh. I want to say that 2006 season, for the most part, at least down here. And probably getting Harbaugh. Yeah. That was the two biggest things and stuff like that so far.
That's awesome, man. Well, dude, it was an absolute pleasure having you on. Thank you for joining us, and hope to run into you in Thunder Alley and at games this year, and we can hang out and meet in person.
Oh yeah, for sure, no doubt. Can't wait. Bolt up, baby.
Bolt up. We'll talk to you later.
Well, that's awesome, D-Bolts. Thank you for coming and hanging out with Kev. That was a fantastic interview, and a lot of great moments to remember, dude. And, dude, great moments to come.
Oh, dude. I remember seeing him around a lot because he wears, like, the pads underneath his jersey.
Right, yes.
Yeah, awesome, dude. Lots of energy, and can't wait to – that's what I say every year. As soon as the games get closer, I know, right? I get to go hang out with my friends.
That is our anticipation. Know? Like, yes, we love the team. Yes, we want to see the training camp. Yes, all of that, but –
Our people,
you folks, to be able to go to Thunder Alley and just wander around and just say hey to everybody. And just that's the level of excitement that I'm looking forward to more than almost anything.
100%.
I mean, Harbaugh's
the football's fun at
all.
The
top, but yeah. But seeing all of you people and you as well there, D-Bolts, thank you for coming by yet again. All right, folks, time to go on to the next segment. You know them. You love him?
Oh,
it's a great experience.
Come on in, man. Kick your feet up.
Craig experience. Hello there.
Make yourself at home. Got some stuff to talk about, right? Moving on.
Patience, perseverance, and we have finally arrived. When you are seeing this, that's right, folks. We will be one day away from the start of training camp. Rookies reported last week, vets will be in this week, and the fun begins. We can get past all the hoopla of off season because we painstakingly went through that, and it's never a fun ordeal having to just soldier through months and months of nothing and very little content of super real substance. But we do what we can because we love this game and we love this team. But we are on the verge, just one sleep away, from Jim Harbaugh brand football, and I, for one, cannot wait. With that said, CC gang, the biggest of salutes, and to the rest of the Bolt fam, what is good, what's going on with you? It's your guy Craig in Texas, you know who I am, you know who I be, and welcome to a new edition of the TCE. Let's do it. last week we jumped into the defensive side of the ball and some guys that may be looking at having a scratch and claw to make this roster. That final 53 is going to be no joke. There's going to be a lot of competition. We know the names that are pretty much locks. But then there are the dudes who may not have stepped up in their years prior with the team. Some guys that were potentially like the previous regime's like favorites that didn't really pan out for one reason or another. Your late draft picks. It's not a guarantee that any of those cats are going to be around because there's a new sheriff in town and things are going to be done very differently. So the same thing's going to happen on the offensive side of the ball. Some questions to be answered there as well. But before we get into just the names of the players and, you know, where I think they stand currently, let's talk a little bit about the staff, but also visit what a Jim Harbaugh style offense means. You're probably going to see, well, not probably, you will absolutely see way more north-south power rushing duo schemes. You'll have your fair share of varying I formation sets, your 22 looks, so two tight ends, two running backs, and probably some pistol looks as well. Heavy formations in like short yard situations, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Lots of mass on the interior, guys moving people off of the ball and just trying to take other folks' will. But you're probably going to see a little bit of pistol also, just because it was a staple of Greg Roman's playbook in the past. Maybe due to the type of quarterbacks that he's had, but Justin Herbert, like those guys, is an above average athlete. So I wouldn't be surprised to see them implement a bit of that as well. There's some West Coast stuff that you can get off within the pistol. And I think you can cause a lot of confusion for defenses with the type of quarterback that Justin Herbert is all the way around. Now, I don't suspect that he's going to be rushing the ball 10, 12 times a game. I don't foresee that. But wouldn't be surprised if there are a few wrinkles in there to get him out into open space 3 or 4 times a game. And don't be shocked if it results in some pretty big plays. So Justin Herbert, essentially, he ends up being Jim Harbaugh's ultimate wet dream in his offensive scheme, just due to what he can do on the perimeter and getting the ball out in a timely fashion and accurately alongside of a dominant running game. This is probably the best quarterback Jim Harbaugh has had under him. Ooh, pause. That might have been questionable phrasing, but you get what I mean. Since Andrew Luck at Stanford, I would say that they are kind of comparable in the way that they are definite leaders and captains at the quarterback position. Guys who had very strong arms and, you know, they're great legs. They were able to get outside of the pocket and create pressure and stress on the defense with their mobility. But alongside of Jim Harbaugh and this kind of being the offense that he favors, you've got his offensive coordinator, Greg Roman. Question is, has he evolved as a play caller? Because we know that he loves to pound the rock into oblivion. Well, the additions of Marcus Brady as the passing game coordinator and Mark Trestman as the senior offensive assistant should help to quell his nature to kind of, again, want to pound the rock nonstop in situations where he ought not. But again, all of this makes sense in the grand scheme of things because you've got multiple very good offensive minds coming together, especially in Mark Trestman. Say what you want about him as a head coach, but the dude knows offense, especially passing games. Next up, a guy I used to make fun of here in the past, and I'm not going to say I'm sorry because it was funny. Shane Day, he always came across to me as like the biggest Justin Herbert cheerleader. I always felt kind of like that dude was just happy to be around Justin. And, you know, if he taught him anything, so be it. But really, it was just kind of about like breathing the same air and inhabiting the same room as him. It sounds disrespectful, but it was all in good fun. But Herbert apparently feels a very high level of comfort and rapport with him, which is the primary reason why he's back with his second stint with the Chargers at number 10. Again, I always gave him crap, but if Herbert loves him, must be a good reason for it. Now, when you look at what he's done, and seriously, in his first year with Herbert in 21, Justin had his only 5,000 yard passing campaign to date and was two touchdowns shy of throwing for 40 TDs. He goes to the Texans last year and he helps guide CJ Stroud to a few all-time rookies of his own and a rookie of the year award as well. So clearly Shane Day is doing something right. He's not just a hanger on. The dude's providing something in that quarterback room. Now, with the staff out of the way, or the vital pieces of the staff, or the, I guess, the ones who stick out the most in my mind, let's talk a little bit about the O-line. Well, question there's like, what do we know? You got Rashawn Slater as your franchise left tackle, Zion Johnson, dude has all the talent in the world, we know that. He's playing his natural position of left guard again now for a second consecutive year, so that's helpful. And being in between Slater and Bradley Bozeman at center is probably going to help him out a ton. You've got two vets that know what they're doing and should help him along the way. Speaking of Bozeman, I'm curious as to what the long-term plan is for Bradley. We know this scheme suits him better, getting downhill, putting the hat on the hat, moving guys off of the line in the running game, and, you know, asking him to do what he has to do as a pass protector, but not overdoing it there because it's not really a strong suit. I don't think Carolina really put him in the best position to succeed, asking him to pass protect as often as he did with a rookie quarterback who held the ball on, held the ball for way too long more often than not, and was forced to escape the pocket pretty often because there was significant pressure on him from all the way around. So I don't really blame Bradley Bozeman for that. The Panthers were a mess all the way around. But again, the question is he a stopgap center, or are they going to be looking to develop someone behind him or potentially take a new center next year? We shall see. Where the fun comes in is Jamari Sawyer and Trey Pipkins, because as of right now, it appears that good old Mr. Pipkins is going to be your starting right guard. How much confidence do we have in that? I'm not sure. I don't feel that Pipkins' game or his build or his strengths suit someone to play the guard position. He doesn't have the best anchor. He's athletic, so he can handle quickness. I think his deficiency will be in being a more powerful guy. I don't see him as a dominant run blocker on the interior, but hey, maybe he'll surprise us. I'm not counting him out, and I don't doubt this coaching staff. So they might be able to work a miracle with him, and you're looking at a potential for Jamari Sawyer to be one of those guys who you can move up and down the line if you need him. You know that he's had some experience at playing guard. You've seen him play tackle, did the same at Georgia. We know what his capabilities are, but he's someone that you feel pretty decent about if you have to plug him in for any significant number of games, snaps, whatever have you. I mean, ultimately, at the end of the day, the line depth you feel a little bit better about. Well, I'm not going to say a little, a lot for me, because you've got guys that have some experience in there. And again, you couple them with this coaching staff, and I fully expect them to develop some of these dudes who have yet to hit their ceilings. At right tackle, now Joe Alt, first round draft pick, is a guy that we're all excited to watch. And I will say this, something that gives me a lot of confidence in his ability to play right tackle. Even though the jury's kind of still out on whether that transition is going to be smooth, he didn't play tackle until he got to Notre Dame. I mean, before that, he was a quarterback and a tight end in high school. So the dude hadn't played tackle for very long, which tells me he has an ability to become adept at different positions relatively quickly. That's something that says a lot. I mean, for that position, for him to go into college and perform at that high of a level and make himself a first round draft pick after not having played that position. You know how it is, man. Like, as a former player myself, I was a running back, a wide receiver, and played some safety. So primarily, those are the positions I played the majority of, mostly running back, the last few years wide receiver. But if I were to have excelled enough to go to the next level and go into the NFL, like, I would have had experience there. And so years and years of that under my belt would have helped me out tremendously. We're talking about a dude who just, I mean, and he comes from the lineage. I mean, his dad was an offensive lineman as well, so he's got it in his blood. But for him to be able to transition over to that in that short period of time, in a few years, make himself into a first round draft pick, a top 10 offensive tackle, I feel pretty good about his ability to adjust to the right side. So not super worried about that there. So you got your bookend tackles for quite some time to keep your star face of your franchise upright. Tight ends. This is going to be a key component of this offense. And I really believe that the name that's going to stand out here above even like your pass catching guy, Hayden Hurst, who I think will perform well, provided he can stay healthy, is Will Dissly, because he's going to act as that sixth offensive lineman for you more often than not. And he's a sneaky, decent receiver out of the backfield. And I think he's going to pop for some big plays that teams aren't expecting because they're going to be so used to him just like coming off of the line of scrimmage, moving forward, trying to move guys, that they'll be able to leak him out into some pretty wide open routes, teams just won't account for him. They'll lull you to sleep with the running game and then get him out in space and he'll pop for maybe like some 30, 40 yard gains. Not the most athletic dude, so I don't expect him to break for like, you know, 60 yard TDs or anything like that. But there are going to be some key plays where they get him out and teams just won't lose track of him. I look forward to that as well. He's going to be more important than what I think a lot of people know. And then you got your running back room, which is kind of like, I'm calling it survival of the fittest, because you got Gus Edwards, who's coming off some sort of offseason injury. You got J.K. Dobbins, you know, is he ready to roll? Is he the J.K. Dobbins of old? Is he at least like 80 to 90% of that? If the both of them work out, you feel awesome about this running back room, because even behind it, you got young talent, which is a guy I'll speak to, a guy that I still believe in Isaiah Spiller, and this will be his first, I call it, real chance to prove himself on this team and earn a position on this roster. He was someone who was actually recruited by Jim Harbaugh at Michigan, so I think that means something. And we've seen him in flashes, but never any consistent action. And as a running back, man, you got to be able to tote the rock. You got to get carries and get warmed up and be able to really put your stamp on the game. If you're just in there for a couple carries and then one or two pass protection reps and then you pull you and then you don't see action again for weeks, it's not really doing you any good. But he's got a youngin really on his heels. And this is a Jim Harbaugh selection again, so you know it has to mean something with Kamani Vidal. I mean, just really, again, like I said, breathing down his neck. He reminds me a lot of Frank Gore in his running style. And when I say Frank Gore, another former San Francisco 49er, who is a running back under who? Jim Harbaugh. So the running style is kind of similar. Really strong leg drive. A guy that I think is going to be effective in the passing game as a pass protector, but also as a receiver out of the backfield. So he's going to be hot and heavy in that running back room. And after the top two guys, because it's not a given that both of them will be healthy. So those younger cats are really going to have to come into training camp with the point to prove, because there's a significant chance that either or both of them could be taking, I mean, hefty snaps at some point during the season. So we shall see. Wide receiver, who's the man going to be in that room? I think the easy answer there is Josh Palmer, and I'm looking for him to have a career year. Now, when you're looking at the rest of the squad, Ladd McConkey is probably going to be your volume receiver. DJ Chark is a pretty good contested receiver, better than most people think. And he's going to be able to be that pure take the top off of the defense guy, which is going to create some opportunities in the intermediate portion of the field for other wide receivers and the tight ends as well. If he can take an extra safety with them down the field to keep, a cover over the top of the defense so they don't get blown out by like some 60, 70 yard pass down the sideline from Herbert to Chark, they may want to consider keeping a safety over there for help to help blanket the wide receiver, or Chark, should I say, on that side of the field. But again, like I said before, that opens up so many opportunities for other guys in the middle portion of the field, even guys that are running crossers. It's invaluable having someone with that type of speed and, I mean, height, so he can get up there for those balls as well. That's a threat for teams, especially if they have smaller DBs. They're going to fear that. And I'm going to say it more often than not, especially if he gets a couple of really big chunk plays, they're going to have to account for him with help. So overall, I think the wide receiver room has a very good chance at being better than what some people think. Quentin Johnston, for me, is just going to have to show that he's a more nuanced route runner this year, a more physical one. But above all else, man, you got to do the most important thing that receivers have to do, is catch the ball. So just show me some improvement there, I'll be happy. Other than that, man, just a couple of UDFA names I'd say look out for. Zach Hines, 6'7", 260-pound tight end, who kind of reminds me a little bit of maybe a future Will Disley if he's able to stick around. And then other than that, I would say on the offensive line, names like Willis Patrick kind of fits that power gap scheme as an interior offensive lineman. And also Carson Barnhart, Michigan guy who played up and down Michigan's line. And it seems like Jim Harbaugh has every intention on keeping him around for the versatility. The fact that the dude was playing multiple positions in the same game while at Michigan, which is not very easy to do. So talking about utility offensive linemen, good ones are very hard to find. So Carson's probably a name to keep an eye on, but also Willis Patrick as well, as I said. That kind of covers it. I mean, there's also, you know, Luke Benson, who seems like he could potentially be a good fit in that kind of fullback tight end role. He's got really good athleticism, came out of Georgia Tech. Somebody who may be able to contribute as one of those, again, like H-back, fullback, tight end guys who you can maybe sneak out into the flats, too athletic for linebackers, maybe too big for some guys in the secondary. But we'll have to see how that goes. He's going to really have to scratch and claw to earn a role on this roster. And I know they're probably going to want someone with that type of ability, but let's see how he fares in camp. So, again, that's it, y'all. Lots of rambling from me, lots of names. I'm trying not to take it too long, so if I sped through a bunch of that, do forgive me. I didn't want you here for like minutes. But with that being said, camp is here. It's upon us. Looking forward to it. It's going to be fun, man. This is my favorite style of football. Finally got the head coach that I want, and I couldn't be more amped about it. So, again, until the next time, I appreciate y'all. Y'all know who it is, Mr. Bolt Gang or Do Not Bang, a.k.a. TOP_FLYT3 over on Twitter. You can also catch me as a co-host of the Lightning Round podcast. We're getting back in gear here now that the off season's through and back in the football, man. Camp's kicking off, so everything's getting back to where it should be. So until the next time, y'all take it easy. I appreciate y'all, and I will see y'all at camp in a few weeks. Okay. Love you. Bye.
So many good points, Craig. There's so many.
There's so many.
I can't. There's too many. They're everywhere. What am I supposed to do with all of these great points? Craig, you're killing it, dude.
Yeah, dude.
I love all of these points that you're pointing out.
You know what I'm looking forward to? I'm looking forward to some of these points.
I know, right?
I'm looking forward to Craig every week.
I know.
When we get back to regular season, we get Craig every week. I feel like I'm going to get smarter at football.
Absolutely. I mean, just so many great little nuggets of things that we forgot about, like Shane Day being it with
that was
Houston.
One of the ones I totally forgot what he did last year. And he's clearly knows what he's doing, because it doesn't matter who he's good with working with rookie quarterbacks.
Yeah, apparently. Clearly he's got a flair.
He's got a thing. He's got a lane for that. So bring him back to Justin, get another 5,000 passing yards plus the best running game we've had since LT.
Yeah.
Okay.
Dude, I mean, every bit of this offense is extremely exciting to see. Like, does everything seem perfect? Not necessarily, but does it have to be perfect? I don't think so. I think, you know, this is what we've been talking about, getting a lot of those. You don't have the $35 million wide receiver. You got a lot of good guys and good depth.
Well, and Kyle's not here, but Kyle says I'd rather have B, a whole bunch of B players than a whole bunch of A, like a few A and a whole bunch
and a bunch
D's.
Of C's and D's. Yeah.
So I think that's what they're doing with this roster.
Yeah.
And that's what will make this camp so important, is there's so many moving parts. So we don't know what's going to happen.
Exactly.
And I feel like it's very much like with Harbaugh, it's like an earned thing. Like there's just, it's not your position. Like a lot of places say it's your position until, you know, it's yours.
Mm-hmm.
I just think it's going to be different here. And we're going to have it'll be cool to see the 53 man roster predictions right now that people have and what actually is our 53 man roster.
Right.
I'm looking forward to seeing what's
going on. Yeah. It's going to be a competition. I mean, everybody, you know, short of Justin Herbert and like, you know, people like Rashawn Slater and some of those early round draft picks, like nobody's job is like necessarily solidified.
Nope.
Like,
no, nope.
You have to show that you're bought into you're bought into the system and you are ready to go. And by all accounts, everybody is like, there's nobody that's going, we're not really into it or anything like that. Like, not like they would say that anyways, but by all accounts,
not
everybody's bought
it. I'm not feeling it.
No. So, Craig, thank you for another awesome Craig experience. Really appreciate it.
Thanks, man.
Really looking forward to hope you have a blast at training camp. That's just going to be awesome. Please take pictures and post them on Twitter.
Pretty
for me.
Please.
Your old pal Bulldog, Dub D. All right, folks. That's it for the Craig experience. It's time for the next segment. It is Ask Bolt.
Damn. Voices.
Time to put your money where your mouth is.
Hi, guys.
Don't jam a thumb up his butthole. That's what you do.
I wet myself in excitement.
Both are hungry.
Your thoughts are like totally appreciated.
Catch you later, dude.
Okay, love you, boy.
That's right, folks. Time for Ask Bolt Fam. And we start at the top with Big Red Bolts Fan, who asked the question. I dropped the news the week of last about a role to which I was cast, and in my haste moved right on past the type of info one must havest. The play will run from September 13, and to keep things nice and neat and clean, to the same day in October, that being 13. Unless the crowds are large and fun, then they'll add a week to the run, and October 20 will it be done. The venue is in my hometown. That's, of course, Omaha, so come on down and watch me act just like a clown on a stage where many talents will abound. It's not too far from good old Mizzou. So, Kevin Wooldog, my question's for you. Will you have time for a looky-loo? Can you come to a show, see what you can do? And yes, Kyle, you're invited too. K-love you bye, and make sure you tell a raider a day to suck my butt. P.S., this was more challenging than what I thought it would be. The venue is an Omaha Community Playhouse, if you're coming to see.
Let's go.
Road trip.
Let's go. Road trip.
Road trip.
So how far?
It's about a 4-hour drive.
4-hour drive?
Yeah.
Is it close to Carolina?
That's the opposite direction.
So no. So the answer to that is no. Let's see what can happen. So here's the deal. At my current situation,
yeah,
I haven't been home in 30 plus days. So it's been a while. I got to go home and be a dad for a bit, but if I could sneak away to Omaha, Nebraska to watch you kick to some watch ass a play. In a play.
With Big Red Bulls,
man. That'd be kind of fun just to do that. That
honestly would be.
All right.
So we're not saying yes.
We'll see you at the...
we're not saying no.
We'll see you at the Special 10 Hangout. We'll figure this out.
We'll make something happen.
But congrats again for doing that, man. We're excited
100%. You got to own that role, baby. Make it your own.
Hell yeah.
Can't wait. Big Red Bolts fan, thank you, buddy, for asking the question. Let's move it on now to Andrew Ramsey.
Ramsey?
Who asked the question?
Andrew?
What growing pains should Charger fans be ready to endure this training camp and preseason to avoid unnecessary panic before starting the season?
Good question.
Great question, actually.
What I will say is that I think anyone that you like really like, any of the players you really like right now, be prepared for possible heartbreak.
In what way?
Sense that some of these guys that maybe are lower on the roster may not make the team or may not make the 53.
Sure.
I think there's a big shuffle upcoming. I don't know how to what degree, but I think that's the one where people will be like, wait, what's going on? We just got to trust that they know what they're doing.
So what kind of names are you thinking? Like, does somebody come to mind?
Yeah. Do you want me to say it?
I'm curious. Just like, is it because...
Do you want me to say it?
The look in your eye.
Should I say it?
This is just who you don't think will make the 53-man roster?
I think there's going to be a shakeup in certain areas. And maybe not like your starters, obviously, but like guys that are being moved around to different positions to see.
More of a rotational piece?
Yeah. Like,
so not necessarily cut, just not necessarily hitting all the snaps.
Or something else. I don't know. I think that's the thing. So basically what I'm trying to say is that
you're so vague right
we're walking. If you've listened to this podcast, you know what I'm talking about. But if you know, we're basically walking into a situation with a new staff with players they don't have allegiances to because they didn't draft them. Mm. So if somebody was highly drafted by the previous staff and they're not cutting it, I don't see how this staff will just be like, okay, we're having to pay you a shit ton, so you're starting.
Sure.
So I think that's what I'm excited to see.
Okay.
No, so don't freak out.
You're not wanting to throw out any names, though?
I could, and I have.
Okay.
But will I? Sure.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't want to keep bashing, but yeah.
I don't want to keep bashing.
Yeah.
That is always, I think, the biggest heartbreak is that, especially for us here on the Charger Shadow, and I won't speak for you guys, me especially, I become very attached to some of these players.
100%.
Just because of the type of person that they are. You know, we see a lot of interactions with fans, you know, especially like the Brisket Broads.
Yeah.
You know, like they draw these players and coaches and like do sketches of them and then they sign it. And then there's always that chance, and I'm sure it's already happened for them, that person's not on the team anymore. Either they go off to another team or they just don't get signed anymore. They're just not anywhere. So, yeah, I think that's probably the biggest heartbreak is being attached to them on a personal level as opposed to on a player level, which is great and it's tough. But we'll get through it.
And can I be vague a little bit more?
Sure. It's your MO this episode right now.
So we have quite a posse going to Carolina for week two.
Oh, yeah.
Very so, true. And there's an Andrew's going for sure. It's his question. So I got to throw him out there. There's a lot of crew coming. So if you're thinking of going to that game or going to that game, let us know, because
if you're on the fence about it, just know there's going to be a good group of Charger fans, specifically Charger Chat listeners.
Oh yeah.
That are going to be,
it's going to be good. So we're going to go back to back weekends. It's going to be badass.
It's going to be a lot of fun. So I hope that answered your question there, Ramsey.
Maybe.
Appreciate you asking it. Thank you. Let's move it on now to Friar Bolt, who asked the question.
You smell that, boys? No, it's not the shit in my pants from pure excitement, but instead the smell of the start of a football season. The offseason is over, and now begins the real work towards the Chargers' first Super Bowl championship. By the way, did you happen to see the Tom Grossi video he did about the Chargers season? Pretty accurate addition, if you ask me. Football is back, boys. Let's salute to a new and hopefully profitable season. Cheers, P.S. Raiders fans, and especially Devontae Adams can suck my butt. K, love you, bye.
Oh, yes. The excitement is in the air, and you can smell it.
First thing I thought of was like, you know, the fertilizer for the grass. Mm,
yes.
As opposed to the shit.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I can see it.
Yeah, it's that new...
The new car.
Shitty-ass grass. but yes, a lot of you tagged us for that that Tom Grossi video
that was
of like the Chargers going through the 23-24 season.
On point.
Absolutely. Yeah. It was almost too hard to watch.
Yeah, I got bumped because I knew what was coming.
Yeah. it was a nice reminder of all the shit that we dealt with.
But last year was a great way to compact what happened last year. Cause I didn't, the way he did it, I didn't remember it that way.
Right. Yeah.
Cause it was like, we were doing stuff in between. We were excited. Then we weren't. And like at the end, you know, that nothing good was going to come from last season.
I know.
So from that perspective, going through with him, you're like, oh man, shit. But he's hilarious. And that was really, really good.
100%. That last year really was a test of our shameless positivity. It was really tough to do. I have a feeling this year's not going to be quite so hard. So I'm very much looking forward to this season. It's going to be a smelly one, to say the least, there.
In a good way.
In a good way. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's that good smell.
You're into that kind of thing.
It's that new car smell.
Yeah, yeah. If you're into that. Yeah.
Friar Bolt, thank you for asking the question. Let's move it on now to Gavin Gibson.
Gavin's back.
Yeah, football's close. It's been a hot minute, Gavin. Welcome back. He's got a question. It goes like this. Hello, my beautiful bolted brethren. Long time no speak. Been listening every week, though. I have been challenging my inner Papa Phil and managed to convince the better half to have another bolt baby. Well, my swimmers shouted, Utah, give me two. So now my baby bolt 6 and 7 are due in January. My question for you all are, who is your favorite Chargers duo? And who is your favorite non-Chargers duo? Non-Chargers duo doesn't have to be football related. No copying or repeats. Also, Kevin and Kyle, what are you guys catching up? We need to help grow the next generation of Chargers fans. As always, guys, bolt up. Can't love you, bye.
Yeah, but come on, Kevin. Bro, you're having twins? Congratulations.
Jeez, yeah, I mean, to
first
go like,
of all,
should we do one more? Let's go for it. And surprise.
Wow. Dude, you just...
6 and 7.
Gavin can't be stopped.
Can't stop, won't stop.
I have no plans on going over 4, and it's a done deal.
Kevin is cut off. Kyle, though, I can't speak for Kyle. I don't know if Kyle's done.
I don't know where he is right now. I don't know what he's doing right now. No, but it's incredible that you're having twins to make 6 and 7.
Huge congrats.
Dude, amazing.
For the youngest now to be twins.
Oh my God.
Ugh. troublemakers. I can already see it.
God.
But to answer your question, favorite Chargers duo? No repeats.
No repeats. I got to go Phil Antonio.
Phil Antonio, okay.
That's a good one. And that was there for so GD long.
Yeah. I'm going to say, I'm saying this, one, to be different.
Of course.
Two, to be hopeful.
Okay.
And shamelessly positive.
Okay.
I'm going to say Joey and Khalil.
Ooh. It starts this year.
It starts this year.
He's about to be a married man. Things are going to change for him. He's going to start taking this real seriously.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You better.
He's got
a future to look
He's got a support and seven kids to hopefully, you know, make.
Yes. So there you go. Those are our favorite Chargers duo. How about non-football favorite Chargers duo?
Easy.
Okay.
So easy.
Yeah.
Tango and Cash.
Tango and Cash.
Yeah. Kurt Russell.
And, okay. Yeah.
Sylvester Stallone.
Okay.
That movie f-ing rules. And wow. If you haven't seen it, I highly recommend it.
Okay.
Tango and Cash.
I'm going to go in a route that makes more sense to me and anybody that knows me. I'm going to be different just for the sake of being different. Because I was going to say Tango and Cash. But,
it's the obvious answer.
It's the go-to.
Yeah.
They're the goats. I'm going to say Bugs and Daffy.
Nice. I like it.
Oh my goodness. Bugs and Daffy.
I don't know why I sounded like that. That was funny. No, I like it. That's good.
There you go. I love those guys.
Bugs and Daffy versus Tango and Cash.
Bugs Bunny. Yeah, that's the next Marco DeLeo. Bugs Bunny and Daffy Duck versus Tango and Cash. All right. There you go, Gavin. Congratulations yet again. Good luck. Godspeed. But let's move on now to the next one. Delilah.
Certified Fresh.
Who asked the question? Will you guys be attending training camp? Guan.
Week one.
I'm shouting it. Week one.
What's
the easiest way to say this?
It's with the saddest heart I've ever had.
No.
That's all I wanted for my birthday.
I know, dude.
It's all I wanted to be able to do. And unfortunately, to fly from where we are now to training camp is like
it hits the pocketbook.
$700.
Yeah.
Round trip to do that.
Throw on top of it that Kevin's been away from his family for over a month at this point.
I literally cannot. And in theory, I was like, yeah, I'm going. It's going to be awesome. Yeah. Rad. I'm like,
it's the one thing we're going to do this year.
Yeah, it definitely wasn't the one thing I'm doing. Womp,
womp.
So I want to go so bad. It's just,
yeah.
we're going to games and
yeah.
It's already.
We've got a lot of games planned and training camp really would have been a sweet thing to go to.
I just really love my wife and I don't want her to leave.
Yeah. He, Kevin's a big fan.
I'm a big fan of my wife. She's pretty rad.
She's endured a lot.
Yeah.
With Kevin being gone.
Oh, of course. So. You know me. You guys all have heard me.
I know like your this kids is more specific. Yeah. But yes, unfortunately, we're not going to training camp week one. But yeah, that is what it is. And we're sorry to see it. But hopefully you can make it out to the home opener.
Yeah.
Or Carolina. Or
Harbaugh.
Harbaugh Bowl.
Or most likely Kansas City.
Most likely Kansas City.
Yeah, yeah.
At Kansas City,
yeah.
So if you're at any one of those places, let us know.
And we're going to give away a ticket this week to week one of training camp. So that's, it's kind of like we were there.
It's,
so maybe whoever gets the ticket has to like get us signatures.
They got
to
rep.
You know, they have to like get us all the stuff we would normally do.
We got to send them off with a Frosted Mini Wheats box.
Yeah, we got a lot of stuff. So whoever wins is going to get a FedEx with a lot of stuff that needs to be signed. So
be ready.
Be ready.
You got to earn that ticket. Delilah, thank you for asking the question and welcome. Don't be a stranger. Let's move on now to Daryl21, who asked the question. Hey, guys, are we flipping ready? The storm has officially arrived, and the lightning is about to strike. Hoo-ha! This week, I don't have a question. Just a huge thank you for the best Charger show around. You guys make Tuesdays all worth it. I can't wait for the 2 episodes a week starting soon, and... ah, crap. I do have a question. Hoo-ha! I'm going to the Bolt on Saturday for the 5 p.m. night practice. Are you guys going to training camp this year? If so, when? P.S. I also wanted to share that since I lost my little buddy Angus last January, it's been a messed up 6 months. But this past week, I landed a new baby boy, Maine Coon. And wouldn't you know it, after just one day, the little monkey hopped the gate, ran into the living room, popped the squat on the couch, and began watching Herbert highlights. This dude will be watching the games with me from now on. And by next season, he'll be big enough for this kitty Charger jersey. Hoo-ha! See you Tuesday, boys. The season is here. Can't love you, bye.
Dude, I had a Maine Coon growing up.
That's right.
His name was Leo.
That's right.
He was badass.
Yeah, dude, Maine Coons rock.
They rule. Yeah. 100% rule.
They rock and rule.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's fantastic. I'm so glad that you got another buddy there.
Yeah,
Daryl.
That's awesome.
My heart broke for you on Angus, but the fact that you got one and he's into Herbert, it was meant to be.
It was meant to be.
Daryl. Fantastic. And you got a little Charger jersey. Please send pictures.
I want to see one with him drowning in it. What's cuter than a not fitting jersey on a cat?
Well, Maine Coons are fluffy.
Yeah.
So he's going to fill it up. He's going to look
like he's got pads on.
He's got pads on.
Let's go.
But yes, unfortunately, as mentioned, Daryl, it sounds like we are not going to be able to attend training camp this year due to prior engagements.
And just not being able to get tickets. We can't ensure that we're going to get them.
Today they were trying to get tickets. They dropped for week two and it shut it down.
It shut down Ticketmaster. They're kicking up tickets again tomorrow because it shut down the system. You guys are out there and are excited, and I cannot wait to live vicariously through all your videos and all that. So it's going to be fun.
It's going to be a blast. Daryl.
Have fun.
Yes, have fun. Thank you. And take pictures, please. Thank you for asking the question. Let's move it on now to Tony Francis, who asked the question.
Attention, soldiers! Are you ready for this big f***ing week? More training camp! More training camp! And did I mention more f***ing training camp? My first question is directed at you, coach. What day can we expect to see you at the Bolt for training camp? Also, who in your opinion is most likely to have a breakout year under Harbaugh? My second question is directed at you, Kev. What Charger player is getting the game ball after we smoke those twinkle toe f-tards in opening week? Also, Pop-Tarts, T-shirts, upper deckers, where do we f-ing stand, maggot? And my final question is directed at you, Woldog. God damn, you look hot. It seems like every week you're shredding more weight. Keep up the great work, soldier. How many players do you think will make the Pro Bowl for the Chargers this year? Also, is there any chance you will shave lightning bolts into your beard for the home opener? Let's fucking go. F*** the Raiders, burn the kingdom, kick the donkeys, f*** you, Staley, and suck my butt.
Oh, that last bit. That's good. I haven't heard that altogether. I gotta throw Staley in for good measure.
Absolutely. Yeah. Gotta blame somebody.
Gotta blame Staley. That's a good question. There's a lot of things out there. Are we doing the Pop-Tarts? Are we doing the T-shirts? Are we shitting in toilets on the upper deck? You know, there's a lot of questions
that we don't fully have answers to.
We need like an event coordinator for this podcast.
Yeah, Tony, are you hiring right now? Can we hire you as an event coordinator to try to coordinate some of this shit? We got a lot going on here. It's hard to juggle so many things like T-shirts and Pop-Tarts and upper deckers.
The Pop-Tart drive. T-shirts are going to happen. Suck my butt, though.
I can tell you, Kevin has started the ball rolling.
We're rolling balls.
But it's a process. Give it time. Let it cook. It's coming.
Yeah.
It's going to happen. Let's see. Thank you for the compliment. I greatly appreciate that. Shaving. As soon as I see shave, I bristle because I don't want to shave this thing. What I might offer as a runner-up is maybe a sprayed lightning bolt.
Where do we dye your beards? You leave the white? And
dying is a process. I feel like if I could just put like a stencil up and just hit with a bolt, maybe multiple. Maybe I could just put them all over the place.
Maybe. Or instead, maybe. What if you get like little, you know, like those like when girls braid their hair, they put in
like little charms.
Yeah, you just have a charm beard.
A charm.
Charger charm beard.
Well, It's an option.
Yeah. We got we're brainstorming over here, okay? Yeah.
We're idea men.
A lot of ideas, no action.
But let's see. As far as how many players will make the Pro Bowl, I wonder what the record is. It's probably like 6 or 7.
Yeah, I'd say something like that.
Yeah. I think you're going to see a lot. I'm going to say 6. I feel like it could potentially be more because I want to see these guys come out the gate and just be absolute studs because you've got the greatest coaching staff that you could ask for in this league right now, and really going to make them shine. But I also feel like there's going to be, I don't want to call them growing pains. I want to call them more just like, well, we've never done it that way before. And this is taking some time to learn how to do it the Harbaugh way as opposed to how it's been before. So I'm going to say 6. I'm going to say you're going to have 6. I'm going to say Herbert, Khalil.
Okay.
Derwin.
Okay.
I'm going to say Junior.
Junior. Ooh.
Junior Colson.
Rookie Pro Bowler?
Yeah.
All right.
I get 2 rookie Pro Bowlers. I'm going to say Ladd.
Okay.
And Rashawn.
Cool.
I think those are...
I like them all.
I think those are your Pro Bowlers right there.
I like all of those.
Maybe more. What do you guys think? Put it down in the comments. Also, since Kyle's not here...
I know he's trying to go. Like, I know that there are opportunities
for him to the bowl, yeah.
Yeah, like, I think there's a good chance...
He's the closest one.
He can drive up
if
there.
If he doesn't go, I'm going to be a little upset.
I think we're working it out with him. He's very busy, but I'm sure he's going to try and go.
Right.
Because... Yeah, he's done it the last couple of years, and he's going to go.
And I mean, it's a great time with the kids and everything like that.
Yeah.
But should we answer his question on who is most likely to have a breakout year under Harbaugh?
We'll save it for him next week. We'll put it in the next episode.
All right. We'll see who remembers.
I don't want to speak for Kyle because you know what we could do? I could give you my thought, and it won't be that. He'll argue some other point.
I'll just argue with you. Tell me who you think it is.
Quentin Johnston.
Wrong.
You're an idiot. Wrong.
Tony Francis, thank you, buddy, for asking the question.
My question.
You already answered. You said the Upper Decker T-shirt, Pop-Tart.
No. Well, who's going to get the first game ball?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Are you trying?
Sorry. I thought the caps made me think that was the only question.
How dare you? He asks questions and I have answers, and don't just go.
The floor is yours.
All right. So I have a thought. So is Harbaugh a game ball guy? He's all about about the team. So here's the thing. Staley was psycho when it came to game balls. He gave out like 8 game balls.
I know he did.
So a little overzealous with the game balls.
Yeah. Felt more like a participation trophy sometimes.
Yeah. And no, don't do that.
yeah. And no.
No, we're not doing that. Question is, do they do game balls? I'm excited to see. Maybe. And if they do, I'm gonna go a little bold here. You ready? We're gonna come out and just run all over them.
Okay.
J.K. Dobbins gets game ball.
That'd be awesome.
Psycho mode.
Yeah.
He gets like 400 yards. No, okay. I'm just kidding. That's not possible. I'm just kidding. Let's do like a buck 25. And
watch him get 400 yards.
Buck 25, 3 touchdowns. We win by 70. Shove it right back in their mouths.
That would be sweet.
All right.
All right.
Thank you for letting me answer the question he asked me.
Of course.
Appreciate it.
That's what I'm here for.
No, I agree. Thank you.
Thank you. Tony Francis, thank you for asking the question. Let's move it on now to Bobby Peck.
Yeah.
Who asked the question.
Bobby.
Good day, gentlemen. As I stand here confused and drenched with sweat after a hard day's work in the droopy state of Florida, I am confronted with a dilemma about why I am the way I am. While working, I was told today that my chest looked like a dog's smile, more correctly stated, like a smiling pug. I laughed it off, not knowing what this meant. I was confused and moved on. A short while later, I walked to the bathroom and noticed that my humidities had left a sweat pattern on my blue shirt that resembled a dog's smile. I was laughed and shook my head as I now understood. But not to be outdone by my humidities, I noticed that my coin purse was stuck to the side of my leg.
So in a feeble attempt, I shook my leg hard once. Nothing. A second time, my leg I did shake. And still, nothing. Out of fear of being accused of playing with it, I went in for the peel away. Finally, freedom. Later, I was pondering what the heck was going on. I thought about boats and the pending training camp. And if they share these troubles, these temperatures are severe here in SoCal. And while I am sure that our boats have quite a few occurrences of said nut glue and humidities, do I blame Staley? I think so. Damn Staley. I wonder how they handle these instances. But anyways, I don't know what is worse, humidities or nut glue. Which do you think is worse? And is Les shaking more than three times playing with it? Like always, BTFU, FTR, suck my butt. And K loves you, bye.
Humidities.
I've never heard that before. That's hilarious.
And nut glue. That's a ooh.
Yeah, that's tough, man. I vacation in Florida, so I know
you do.
I know
you're
doing.
True.
You do vacations.
Yeah.
Humidities. I think you can get away with humidities based on the shirt you wear. Like, you can wear shirts that hide the humidities.
Right.
The nuts are always going to stick.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go with the nut sticking glue.
But the nut sticking is really dependent on the type of underwear you wear as well.
And powder. Baby
and powder.
Hell of a thing.
Yeah. We're out of that age now.
We're out of that age. Yeah, this is a real Sophie's choice. I'm not sure what I would... I think the humidities are really, you know, you'll get made fun of more for the humidities than
you will. Humidities you can't really hide unless you have the right shirt on.
Yeah.
So nut just glue wear, you could hide.
Wear the right shirt.
That's just uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And you got to wait for the right moment.
But he didn't even know he had humidity titties.
True.
He knew his nuts were glued right to his leg.
That's a, yeah.
Seems like an obvious answer.
So wait, so which one do you think is worse?
The nut glue.
I think humidity titties. I think.
The humiliation of it all?
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm a humiliation guy. I'm more into the, oh, there was like parsley in my teeth for the whole day and nobody said a goddamn thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. That would be embarrassing.
You go there, I'll go balls.
That's fine.
Yeah.
We go both ways here at the Charger Chat. Mr. Bobby Peck, thank you for asking the question and stay cool out there. Let's move on now to Jers Fanatic, who asked the question.
I've been seeing a bunch of stuff coming out about people being irritated or surprised that QJ is not a wide receiver 2 or 3. But in fact, currently projected to be our wide receiver 4. Personally, I think he should be wide receiver 5 and barely even see the field until he proves himself as a legitimate wide receiver. Interested to hear your thoughts. P.S. Who do you think will have a more productive season, QJ or DJ Chark?
It's Arnold.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Appreciate it.
I'll be over here if you need me. You're out of Mountain Dew, by the way.
Good question. So I can answer this because Kyle's not here.
I should also point out, you recently talked to your dad.
Yeah.
What did he tell you to tell me?
Oh, he told you to start getting in the mix.
Yeah, I got to be meaner.
Be meaner. Yeah. And stop trying to be the peacemaker.
Stop trying to be the nice
Kyle
guy.
Kyle and I, yeah.
All right.
Get in there. Throw your weight around.
Let me see what I can do.
It's not what it used to be, but throw your weight around.
Yeah.
QJ or DJ?
Well, so first of all, let's talk about the rankings, because I've been seeing this too, where people are saying, okay, Josh Palmer, wide receiver 1.
Ladd McConkey.
Or Ladd McConkey. Either
way. It's all a mix up of what position they're playing.
DJ Chark.
DJ Chark, obviously. The question is QJ. So they're taking all the pressure off him so he can not have to step into a place that he's not ready for.
Sure.
I'm hoping by year 2, your first round pick, that you're ready to contribute.
Absolutely.
So I think in that sense, I think he'll maybe start a little slower, but come on more at the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
So I still think QJ. could be a great, could still have a great season. Yeah. I'm excited for DJ because he's fast as shit and he's more of a contested, like that position that they were having.
That's what Craig was talking about.
That's what QJ was playing, and he shouldn't have been playing that spot. So I think it's going to be a very evenly distributed wide receiver room in terms of yardage and touchdowns. I think QJ will get a little bit more than DJ.
So, but okay, so you think QJ is going to have a more productive season?
I'm just going by yardage. I'm guessing at this point. I don't know how they're going to utilize everybody. I don't know what they're going to do. If DJ Chark is exactly what we've been missing, and he's the speed that takes it off the top, and Justin could just like,
huck it,
put it up there.
I know
that could be huge. That could be monstrous. But there's just a lot of weapons, and we're not, you know, the personnel we're going to be in isn't going to always make wide receivers available. You're going to have two tight end sets. You're going to have two wide receivers. You're not going to have a lot going on. One wide receiver at some time. So we'll see what happens. We're so in the weeds on how they're going to run this.
Right. And that's going to be the nice thing is you're not reliant on somebody like a Keenan Allen to always find a way to get open and make amazing catches that hit the highlight reel because everybody else was either covered or not where they should have been or whatever the situation was. I'm thinking that Chark is probably going to be a little more productive just because of his veteran experience.
Think so?
I think so. I like everybody else on this team, want QJ to be the first round draft pick that he was meant to be. And I don't necessarily think that he's in the doghouse he's definitely is with the fans, but with the coaching staff, I have to imagine that they see the potential in what he can bring to this team.
For sure.
You know, the guy was drafted in the first round for a reason. And it wasn't like, holy shit, this guy got drafted in the first round. I had him going like round three or something like that. That wasn't that kind of a situation. So the guy can get the job done for whatever reason. They just didn't put him in the right situation in the first year. And now, like you just said, he doesn't have to be that main go-to guy. And in fact, probably better for him, because one, it's going to take off the pressure. Two, he can be like we've been talking about, like we have a bunch of B wide receivers who can go out there, and if one for some reason goes down, the other one can jump in and be a healthy, competitive replacement.
There's going to be a lot of like depth, which we haven't really had before.
Exactly.
It would kind of fall off into practice squad guys.
Right.
So now it's just a question of how many we keep and what it is, but you know, I think at this point you could throw a dart and hit. You know, we don't really know. I think Palmer's going to have a big impact. If he can
Palmer
stay
will have a huge impact.
If he can stay healthy, because then that, if you get one guy go down, everything changes.
Right.
So, you know, we'll see how it plays out.
But now we have Ben Herbert, who is able to grade different aspects of your body to know where you need to be better and to help avoid those types of injuries.
Well,
so
the hamstrings, hopefully we don't have any of that shit. And it's just somebody's going to go down and get nicked up. Like, you're going to have a week out.
Right.
You're going to have week in, week out. Not everyone's playing every single game. But if they did, that'd be cool.
It'd be pretty sweet.
Pretty sweet.
Be a lot cooler if you did.
Yeah, totally.
So there you go. Jers Fanatic, thank you, buddy, for asking the question. Let's move on now to the K-Man, who asked the question.
Question. Ladd McConkey appears to be a slam dunk for a wide receiver starting roster spot. Do you feel he will have any training camp competition, or will he just be on cruise control until the first game versus the Faders and never see the preseason games? Thanks, and I love you all.
Love you too, K-Man.
Love you.
I think he's going to definitely play in preseason.
Yes.
He's got to earn it a little bit. He's still a rookie. Like, rookies are looked at a little differently than this. He's not just, like, anointed. So I think he's safe. He's a slam dunk for where he is and where he was drafted. Like, this is what the staff wants.
Right.
And it's going to be a crazy competition at training camp. It's just a question of how they utilize everybody.
Right. It's always going to be a competition unless you are not in the right mindset. It should always be a competition. Yeah. And you should always be giving it your all. And I'm really curious to see when the preseason comes along, if anybody doesn't play a single preseason game. It feels like everybody should at least play a series, maybe.
Well, they're running 2,600 play, whatever the crazy stat.
An insane amount of plays.
It's a different approach. We got to throw out everything we've ever known about our team right now and just be like ready for whatever it's going to be. It's going to be very different.
Yeah. I'll be very surprised if there's more than maybe five people that don't play a single preseason game for, you know, for that veteran status of like, ah, I've been here, I've done this.
I think they'll all play. I really
kind of hope so. I really do. So yeah, it should always be a competition. And you know, if McConkey just sits back and rests on his laurels and doesn't give it his all, that would be a different story. But I absolutely foresee him just giving his best, man.
One might say he's got to earn this.
The K man, thank you for asking the question. Let's move it on now to Marco DeLeo, who asked the question.
Okay, so let's take a break from our fight. Straight up question for you guys. If you were told that our beloved Bolts are going to win the Super Bowl, but you must give up one thing in your life that you love for a full year, what would it be? And why did you pick that one thing? Okay, love you, bye.
What could you give up for one full year? Something that you love, not like picking up the dog crap.
Yeah. This is hard because, like, to ensure a Super Bowl, like,
you got to make it worth it.
I can't answer this question.
What do you mean you can't?
I can't answer this question because I'd be willing to pretty much do anything to win a Super Bowl.
So you can't answer it. That was it.
Technically, I can, but if I said it,
right,
it would could get back to
somebody might hold you to
it. This is a slippery slope, a dangerous game. You go first. Let me see if I can come up with something legit.
I have a oddly unhealthy relationship with food. And so for me, giving up something like pizza or ice cream, like those are two things that like I just love. That would be really tough to give up for a full year. It'd be like, all right, I can maybe do a month, but a full year, I might start like... I might kill somebody.
It would be fun to be around. This would be a different podcast.
Yeah. Because it's got to be like, I think the idea is it has to be advice. It can't be like, oh, I give up not seeing my wife and kids for a full year and I love them so much. Like, that wouldn't work. It's got to be something that you like going to the movies. Could you not see a movie for a full year?
I figured out what I was going to say.
Yeah.
Give up movies for an entire year. That would be so hard for me.
You'd watch a lot of television, though. Or do you think you could give up TV for a year?
Just give up all of it.
Give it all up?
Yeah, but I get to watch Charger games. That's the one. It's the one thing I get to turn it on.
What if you...
I would need Big Red Bolt fan to come over and do a stage play for me every once a week.
I was going to say, what if you had to give up watching it on like a big TV and you had to watch it on like a tiny little one-inch screen?
The game or anything?
The game. Like you're already giving up TV.
Why are you making this meaner?
I'm curious where the line is.
Movies is going to be hard enough.
If you had to watch it on a tiny screen.
Would you not watch? Here's a better question. Would you not watch the Chargers to ensure that they would win a Super Bowl? Would you not watch the season?
Oh, that's a good question.
Suck my butt.
Good question.
That's
like if a tree falls in the woods and I'm not around to see it. Did it even happen?
This is getting dark.
Wow. Can I watch highlights?
No. You don't get to
watch anything.
You don't get to watch anything of your team for an entire season, and you don't get to watch the Super Bowl.
What's
but
the
they
point?
Win. They win the Super Bowl.
So okay, so it's for the greater good.
Yeah, your sacrificial lamb.
That's so rough. That's dark, dude.
I know. I'm kind of regretting saying it.
That's like a short film. Like it's an Ingmar Bergman film.
But you can, when they win the Super Bowl, you can go back and watch everything afterwards.
So you can't eventually watch it, just not when it happens.
Yeah, you don't get to watch any of the season.
Can I take any of the credit to be like, you're welcome, guys? Can I be part of like the parade?
Sure, but then like the Illuminati would come for you or something.
I'm just sitting there waving. Next to Justin Herbert.
You're riding in the parade.
I'm spraying champagne everywhere. Like, I don't know what happened, but I know we did it.
Yeah. Don't ask me any questions.
Yeah, I didn't see it.
That'd be a weird podcast that year.
Yeah. I'm just like, so what happened? You're like, I can't tell you.
Yeah.
Did we win? You're like, you just got to wait.
Wait and see.
All right. Marco, buddy, thank you for asking the question. Let's move it on now to Fries and Pies, who asked the question. How much of an impact do you think Davis will have on kick returns this season? I think he's going to kill it. Bolt up. Okay, bye. Hey, hey, hey.
I think he's going to be a monster.
I'm really curious.
Especially early in the season before they figure out what they're going to do. Yeah. He's so quick. He's so fast. Mm-hmm. He sees a little bit of daylight. He's gone.
Yeah.
That's why he was voted like one of the best returners.
Yeah, he was a second All-Pro last year.
As a rookie. And he's going to get better.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's going to be cool. I think he could be like a game changer for us.
Totally. Well, it's with the new kickoff rule. That's what I am looking forward to more than anything. Like more than seeing the rookies hit the field, I want to see this new kickoff in effect. How is it going to unfold? What are the strategies going to be? Because obviously everybody's going to have some kind of a strategy, but what does that entail? Does that mean now your kicker's not the one doing the kickoff? You got some other bigger, beefier guy doing the kickoff now? Because
not Dicker. Dicker's the man. He'll light
somebody up. Yeah, but you know what I'm saying? I've seen that from other people being like, we're going to put a linebacker back there to kick it off because somebody's got to stop the...
Yeah.
I'm not going to put a string bean kicker, you know, there to try to tackle somebody. So
sure.
I'm really curious to see that happen. And I think Davis has an opportunity to, number one, be a Pro Bowler, number two, just absolutely kill it this season as a return guy.
Yeah.
I'm really excited for that, 100%. There you go. Fries and pies. Thank you for asking the question. And we go out of Ask Bold Fam with Athir Kadir.
Athir.
Athir.
Nice.
Ask the question. First, I want to address Chargers fans, baby. Like this, you need to stop picking on my baby Waldog, baby. How about the 8 wins? He didn't say we were going to win 8 or 9 games. He said guaranteed 8 wins, baby. That says a lot about a team with a superstar QB that has not won a lot. So everyone back off my baby or you're going to deal with me, baby. And you're not going to like it, baby. My baby Waldog, I got your back. Now to my question, baby. Training camp. I want to know when Jesse Minter and Greg Roman face off against each other. Are they using the entire playbook or hold some things off? We start with my baby, Coach Kyle, always followed by Kevin, my best friend and my baby, my dear love, Waldog. Let's go. Bold prediction. Chargers will take undefeated record to Cleveland, baby. 7-0 record, baby.
Athir with more predictions. I like when he gets started.
Athir... He's my soul, my spirit animal.
Yeah, he is.
He is always shamelessly positive, and I love you for it, Athir. And thanks for getting my back, buddy.
Yeah.
At least somebody does.
I got your back. What are you talking about? I was just happy not to be the one being
picked. I know. I was
my love, Athir, when people were picking on me?
I think there was a week that he said to leave you alone.
Maybe.
We'll go through the records. I'll find it.
We'll go look through the receipts.
We'll print it out, and I'll frame it for you.
All right, cool. Put it on my wall.
But yes, as far as Jesse Minter and Greg Roman facing off in training camp, are they holding anything back?
I don't think they are at all.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
I think they're going to try and destroy each other, and they're going to make each other better.
Yeah, it's not in a way I'm going to destroy you because I think less of you or I don't respect you.
No, they're pushing each other. They're pushing 100%. Each other to be better. They've already installed however many things, whatever Nick Hardwick said was insane. So I think
600 plays.
Yeah, when they were doing 900, when he was,
I have a hard enough time with NFL blitz and there's like what 9 plays to work with. And I'm like, which one do I pick?
Yeah. So I think they're going to go all out. I think it'll be fun for everyone that goes to the training camps to see what they're doing. Cause I don't think they're going to hold back too much. They got to practice this shit.
So, yeah.
I think it'll be great. And I love the 7-0 prediction. Now, if we started the season 7-0.
If we started the season 7-0, Athir Kadir, and we're going to Cleveland, it's going to be quickly 8-0, baby.
Cleveland rocks.
All right. Well, I think we're all in agreement here, Athir. As per usual, when there's no Kyle, there's no disagreement.
Yeah, we're usually pretty good.
So... thank you, Athir, for asking the question. And thank you, everybody, for asking questions and Ask Bold Fam. We always greatly appreciate it here at the Charger Chat. And I think that's going to do it for this episode. Any final thoughts?
No. I'm good. I'm excited. I can't wait for tomorrow when we start getting the social media. I'm actually kind of an idiot because I thought they were reporting today.
I thought they were
too. And I was like, dude, what's going on? They haven't posted anything.
Yeah.
They haven't posted anything. And
where's tomorrow, the post?
Yeah, where the post? Where are the players coming in? So that's all starts tomorrow. So I'm very excited to wake up and get some social media
get
posts.
Get some content.
What's going on. Yeah.
Just straight into my veins. Just inject it.
Give me all of it. Give me all the juice. And make sure to check out, you know, follow our Twitter so we can, we're going to give away that ticket.
Yeah, keep an eye out.
You want to be a Lone Ranger.
We'll get you that ticket. Yeah. So, all right, folks, that's going to do it for us here at Charger Chat. Don't forget to bolt up because we're ready for any squad, any place.
You love you, bye.
In any day. And now, a word from our sponsors. Meet Wooldog, a man caught in the grips of an extraordinary dilemma. He loves his team with a passion that borders on obsession. But every time he watches a full season of football, his beloved team falls short of the Super Bowl. Now, in a desperate bid to break the curse that haunts his team, he's made a choice that defies logic and reason: to abstain from watching football for an entire year. However, as Wooldog soon discovers, the price of altering destiny may be more than he bargained for. In the shadowy intersection of sports and the supernatural, Wooldog is about to step into the Twilight Zone.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.